So Rabbosai, our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla. He should have a refuah shleima b'korev b'soshal chayli Yisrael. And as we just discussed, these halachas that we're learning this week have to do with the 9 days, and the halachas only apply effectively this year to the Ashkenazim, because the Sfaradim keep these halachas only in the Shavuot Shechalboi, and this year the Shavuot Shechalboi, there isn't one effectively, because Motzei Shabbos is already Tisha B'Av, and it's not Nidche, it's Bizmanoi. So the question will be next week, if you've got a shirt, or you've got a beged which is badly soiled, yeah, and you can't wear it the way it is, and you have no other beged to wear, you have no other shirt to wear, you wear a white shirt every day, and your white shirt's got a great big red stain on the front of it because something spilled, tomato soup spilled over it or something like that, and you do not have another white shirt, then the halacha will be that something which is very meluchloch, you're not laundering it for pleasure, you're not laundering it in order to feel that you're wearing a nice crisp white shirt that's just come out of the laundry. You're wearing it simply, you're cleaning it in order to remove the kesem. Removing kesem, removing spots or something which prevents you from wearing it, and you don't have another beged that you could wear in its place, will be mutter. Yeah, kvod abrius maybe. Chazal didn't aser. Chazal were not machmir in such a case. And therefore, similarly, for those of you who still remember what a terry nappy looks like, yeah, children's terry nappies, yeah, again, if a woman would have a big supply, yeah, I don't know, some babies probably use 5-6 a day. But if a woman would have a massive supply of terry nappies, enough to keep her going for the whole of the 9 days up to Tisha B'Av, then fine, then she wouldn't have a heter to wash the children's clothes. But if children have a limited number of clothes, and if they soil their clothes and you're washing them only for the sake of cleaning them because there's no alternative, then the halacha is that you're allowed. We've been, as I said yesterday, started off already to wear your clothes, wear your shirts, yeah, for an hour at a time or something like that. So that I've already done 3 shirts yesterday. So that next week I'll be able to wear unlaundered shirts. Each what's called. So the halacha would be, what happens if somebody forgets the whole of this week and he doesn't prepare any shirts? And now next Shabbos will already be the Erev of the 9 days. Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the 9 days, it's Shabbos. So therefore, on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday, he already needs to wear unlaundered shirts, and he hasn't got any. Then the halacha would be that he's allowed to change his shirt even a few times on Shabbos. Whilst he's wearing on Shabbos, yeah, he can wear one at night, he can wear one in the morning, and another one after he gets up from his shluf in the afternoon. Oba, there's a halacha of a daber dovo. He's not allowed to say it. What? It's not achon. I'm wearing a fresh shirt now. I'm wearing a fresh shirt in the morning. I'm wearing a fresh shirt in the afternoon. Yeah, I'm enjoying the fact that I'm wearing freshly laundered shirts each time. That's not called hachona. I'm wearing it now. But on the other hand, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say to your wife, I have to change my shirt now later on when I get up after the afternoon shluf, because I need to prepare shirts for Motzei Shabbos because it's Tisha B'Av, or because it's going to be the 9 days. That you're not allowed to say. You can't change your shirts and say that you're changing your shirts, but you can change the shirts without saying so.
You have to get on the safety pin, the large ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember them as well?
Nope.
Extra large safety pins.
Yes, that's a few years.
White
ago.
Caps.
Oh, you're just reminding me about the nappies.
Yes.
I thought you were telling me about some halacha to do with the 9 days. Torah in Northwest London, Monday, Chof Hey Tammuz, 21st of July, Rav Shmuley Bendahan Shlita, Toiloim, what has changed?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My father, Kol HaTzibur HaChashuv. First, I just want to say that it's an honor and a privilege to be standing here. When I grew up in the shtetl, there was a status quo. There was 2 shuls, and he didn't change it. He didn't do anything. there was one koilo, and you didn't do anything about it. You weren't allowed to think about changing anything. Then came along this beacon of light, this place, and firstly they opened the shul, and then I remember people running in the morning to start the day. There was another chiddush of this place, to start shiurim for balabatim ala seder in the morning, and then koilim, and then they expanded, v'chulei v'chulei, so yashar koach lechem for changing London. You didn't realize how special you are. The ma'aser with the subject of today's shiur is toiloim. It's not the most appetizing, or a very choshev one nonetheless. The first question everyone always asks is Ma'asu Avoteinu. Ma'asu Avoteinu. Today, I'll try not to mention too many. I won't mention any specific kashrios or any specific names, besides to start with these two famous rabbonim, Rabbi Falk and Rabbi Vai from Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's convinced that until they came along and ruined our lives, we ate whatever we wanted, and no one had any bugs, and they invented it, and he has bugs on his glasses, v'chulei v'chulei. So I want to go through a few of the muskamot, a few of the assumptions which people have. Ve'ishpot ha'tzibu, what was before, what was after. So the first question everybody starts off with is, Ma'asu Avoteinu, did they eat, they didn't eat, where the nebuch that we can't eat, what did they do? So I said there's two or three main answers to that. We'll start with that first question. First thing that the Olim needs to know is that the world gets smaller and smaller every year. It used to be that every shtetl had its local crop that they grew. One place was wheat, one place was that, one place was this. And there were seasons. You knew, and as you saw until now, most of the people know, most English people don't know when is avocado, when is an orange, when is this. And as you saw, you know that there's seasons, because there's no import. But like I said, the world today has become very small with the itkadmut of import and export, which basically brings us to a worldwide epidemic, where in the past there was one season of, let's say, oranges in one country. The bugs started to multiply, the season ended, now is the end of the bugs. Now the season is continuous, it never ends. They're always developing the farming, so the seasons are longer even in those countries. And even when the oranges finish in England, let's say, so suddenly they bring us from Spain, from France. So the same Charakim, which are very fond of the orange, let's say, they have sustenance 365 days a year. So it never ends. That's the first problem. The second problem is the import and export. If one time, let's say, England only had to deal with three different types of bugs, leaf miner and thrips and whatever, so with the import of things came another 20, 30 different types, which was never native to this country. Once they're here, you can't get rid of them. These things multiply b'tzura mafli'a. Each one is born. Some of these are born, they don't even need Zohar Nekeva, they're born already with fertilized eggs, and they can be mashrits millions and millions and millions in their lifetime from one bug. Once they're here, they're not going anywhere. In Eretz Yisrael alone, the Ministry of Agriculture counts a few thousand bugs, which are considered, obviously for them it's not a halacha thing, it's a thing for it ruins the crops. And they have a few thousand on the list, and when they don't let their sroigim in on sukkahs, it's not because they're anti-Semites, could be that they are anti-Semites, but that's not the reason specifically. Every new bug that comes in the country is bad news, because once it comes, it doesn't leave. Example, 4 or 5 years ago, there's one very bad one called the leaf miner, which kishmoy kainhu, it goes into the leaf. And obviously, once you have such a bug, it can never be washed off, because it's in the rikma of the leaf. They fought it, they got rid of it for 3 or 4 years. 2 years ago, the Ministry of Agriculture reported, it's back with a vengeance, and that's it. So just in Eretz Yisrael alone, you're talking that there's a list of thousands of different bugs which are affecting all the crops.
Non-native.
Some are native and some are non-native, but the population just grows and grows. So am I said, did our parents in Poland or Morocco have to deal with these problems? The answer is no. So that's really one answer, that yes, the grace of tzaddikim, they didn't eat toiloim, but they had their own local agriculture, they had shlita on it, and today it has become a worldwide pandemic, and there's nothing we can do about it. So yeah, the metzias has changed. The other gisha that some people use is the prichodosh, a famous prichodosh that says, lo uchali tapek milahazir velo yedi al choy merisa toiloim. So it's ready for a few hundred years before Rabbi Falk, that the rabbonim are shouting and screaming that you're not listening to me, but we're telling you that there's a problem, but you're not listening. So either they were tzaddikim and they didn't have an issue, or they did have an issue and they didn't listen. Either which way, this is not a chiddush. The sugya of Toilayim was not invented in the 20th century, nor 100 years ago. For hundreds and hundreds of years, G'doyle HaPoyiskim have been shouting and screaming. The Prichodesh finishes off his psiche to Hilchos Toilayim, and he says, "Me'ata kol odem yizer milikashel b'isuzeh, v'gam lidroish berabim chumrat isuro ki heichi delifesh u'minei, v'ani esnafshi yitzalti yishma chacham v'yosif lekach." He says, whoever can should go around and talk about it. He mamish writes a whole kineh, how this Avoin has become Nifrat, and Himamish cries about it. Some Sofer also brings, which is another way to be Matzdik our Zaydas, that he says that's all caused by sins. The air becomes full of tuma, whatever you want to call it. And at the end of time, it will be V'achaltem lachmechem lasova. At the end, you'll be able to sit and eat once the final tikkun comes. But the more we have Avedas and the Nizham Avir, the air gets polluted, the more our food gets affected. So again, I'm pretty sure that our Zaydas were bigger tzaddikim than us. So if they're bigger tzaddikim than us, there was less pollution in the air of our Aveiras. So Lamaise, that is the answer of Ma'asu Avotenu. Either they didn't have the problem or they had the problem and not everyone was as careful. The other answer to that question is that I've never heard of a kishka or chunt with... Yeah, I'm talking mostly about Yerek Alim. I'm talking about... herbs and lettuce and leaves. I'll come to talk about. I never heard of a kishka with kale in it. Yeah, and there's no Sephardi cholent which has parsley in it. Yeah, these are all modern day foods. Till about 80 years ago, so even if you ask some of the older people in the room, that was considered grass. Yeah, you fed it to the animals, and that was it. There's no Hamish food which has all these foods in it. Yeah, it's a modern thing which the fancy chefs have taught us, and paka is very good. But lemaisa, it's a new thing. Nobody ate it, and it was yadua that many, many poiskim spoke about. Herbs people did not eat. It was considered, lettuce and things like that people for sure didn't eat. People ate. There wasn't, like if you tell someone, listen, it's better not to eat it, there wasn't like telling him, don't eat bread. Today you tell someone not to eat a salad, you've done. Lemaisa, there's not a lot of time to go through everything, but lemaisa, this idea is brought many, many times in the poskim. There's a famous Chassam Sofer brought in the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Pesach. The Tshuva is in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, and he says, "Rogalin lidrosh b'Shabbos Hagadol." If you don't have a proper mashkiach that can check your lettuce for morol, you should eat tamcha, you should eat crane, because over there there's no bugs. He says, "Ah," and the Mishneh says the list of all the different types of morol, and you should eat the lettuce is the first one. Avada, avada, you can't go down level in making lavim just because of a minig. Just to give you some reka, the Chassam Sofer one time was Mesade Kiddushin in Preshburg, and there was a young couple that insisted on getting married inside the shul instead of outside, like the minig. The Chassam Sofer said to the parents, Muftach, that their children will marry goyim, because minig is minig. We don't play around with minogim. And no one could believe that he said it, v'kachav. The Chassam Sofer was... When it came to the minag of eating chasa, which is a minag from the Mishnais, right? It's a 2,000-year-old minag, to eat lettuce tomorrow. Chassam Sofer said, give it up and eat chreen instead, because you can't check them. The place of Yonatan Eibshitz, he also says, he's talking about lettuce. I can't sofek toiro, v'chen min hagim yoim amadeti al daiti. Says the place, and they all talk about that he was Hakim Adiodoy, they have stories with him when he was 4 or 5 years old arguing with the Rosh Yeshivas. I'm pretty sure Yoim Amadeti Al Daiti was quite young. And he says, Yoim Amadeti Al Daiti Mibli Lechol V'chen Min Hogi Yoim Amadeti Al Daiti Mibli Lechol Yerakot Chaim HaSalatin. I never ate the lettuce. And I just didn't eat it. Since I saw there was a Sofek Torah, I stopped eating it. Fine. It's also in the Sfaradi Poskim, you see, that the Ben Ish Chai also brings. I said, and there's Maisin that people say that this type of leaf, that we know, Nachon has bugs, but that's only the ones grown in the desert, but the one that I grow in my back garden, of course it doesn't have, Mapitom, says, V'arei ze sheker, we know that all has bugs, V'shomer nafsho yichat mehem, don't bring them into your house, even Rosh Hashanah for the simonim, he says, L'roi som bilvad, put it on your table, say the hirotzin and get rid of it, don't leave it near any of your food, don't touch it. That was the Ben Ish Chai. That is a picture of what went on until now. Well, not to eat it? No, I'm not trying to give the background. We'll see practically what to do with that. It's not the end of the shiur. We'll eat salad afterwards, don't worry. Lemaise, as far as the sugi is concerned, what's considered, at what point do you need to check something? Yeah? If you have something, there's different dargis in aloche. There's one thing which is something which is not miutamotzi bichlal, meaning that there's no chashash. There's not enough of a chashash to force you to check it and you're allowed to eat it. The second stage is miutamotzi, and obviously something which is muhzuk, which is more than 51%, which has negias, then you need to check it. The same sugi applies to treifis. Yeah, the reason why we check the lungs is because it is a mute amotzi. There is a roi of the animals are kshering, but it's a mute amotzi, meaning Chazal came along and said, if it's so common, then even though midaraisi, you only have to be choshesh for 51%, but something which is mute amotzi, kishmoi kenhu, it's a mute, but it's motzi. So Chazal said, it's mistabrit to force everyone to check, and that's the mice of why we check lungs and the tarfis of the animals. The same thing would apply to vegetables and everything. We need to go and check what is the matziv of these things, of these strawberries, of these lettuce, of these things. Is it miut hamotzui? Is it chazoke? Or is it less than that? So I said, when it comes to leaves, I'm not talking about fruit, I'm not talking about anything else. When it comes to leaves, there's no suffix in the world that is more than 51% of bugs. There's no suffix in the world. In every country in the world, one time there were different legends, and in colder countries you don't have a problem with this. Lemaise, akol lo nachon. Wherever you go, it's over 51%, and Yerek Alim is 100% chshash d'oraisa, and you're chayiv midoraisa to check, and there's an issa d'oraisa to eat without checking. It's more than 51%, and it's a chiv toira to check it. Just to give a bit of record of what is the shittas of miut hamotzi, so Lemaise, there's three or four main shittas. One is the rivash, which Lemaise, no one passed in, which he says, korev lemechza. Nobody knows if that means 49%, if that means, I don't know, but Alavai they would let us be soymich on that in the treifas, because the meat would be a lot cheaper. But Lemaise, that's not what they go with.
Maybe Yovin.
The most accepted sheet is the sheet of the Mishkanes Yankiv. Mishkanes Yankiv says 10%. He lands out from two different, he's mitzavshtel two sugis. One sugis says that gimul parokim bashona boit kimesayayin. But whenever we're talking about a person, he keeps a barrel of wine in his house, and that barrel of wine. Is his, and every time he wants to be mafish, trumas and maishas and other things, he can be soymich on that barrel, meaning he has tevil over here, he drinks it, and he says, anything which should be chal on that barrel I have in my house. So he needs to be careful that barrel doesn't become vinegar. So the Gemara says that three times in a year you need to check that barrel to make sure that it's still yayin and not choymitz. There's another Gemara in Bava Basra that says that if you sell wine to someone, so let's say you sell him 100 barrels, so up till 10%, sovra vikibel. If 10% of the wine is vinegar, so it's still an asik. You can't say mekachtos. More than 10%, then you can say mekachtos. But 10% is what's normal. Says Mishnah Yankiv, from here we see that on the one hand, the Gemara says, by Chumis Amaisis, that you need to check it. And what's considered normal with wine is 10%. So now you see that 10% is mechayiv bedika. Maisa, it's a pellet, this right that he brings, and all the poets come asking it. Kesachakol, it says over there that 10% you need to check. It doesn't say that less you don't need. Happens to be that the Sukkah of Chosh Mishpat says 10%, but maybe even less. Al Koparin, we don't have time to answer that. That's the big shadow that asked Mishkan Siyankil. But Maisa, that is the more accepted opinion of Shomazamun of Elyoshev. Kacha, the Muin Achoinim went with the Mishkan Siyankil. Avozna had another opinion which Rafal and Avai Kanir went with that, and that's why. There's talks of even having to check pasta and rice and v'chulei, which is why, again, in certain things it could be that they are more l'chumra, but again, it's not enough kimina for our lettuce, because that's anyways muhzok, and that is that teroiv animtza bateva. So to merit, any time that I'm checking something and I would find this mute, and I'm not surprised, that's the gedder. So to merit, for example, again, if we go back to the mashchita, the Rambam says, miyomai, I never saw someone checking the lung of a chicken. Whatever happens to it, it's good. In the last 50, 60, 70 years, Rav Fisher started in the Eda to start checking the lungs of chickens, and the Maisa, that's the minig in most bedatsim around the world now to check, and to mesagidin veze. Beneinu, I don't think we're at miotamotsu over there, yeah? We're for sure not at 10%, we're mistomino at 10%. But avada, there's someone standing on the line and finds a treifus in the reya on the tumesagidin, it's not a haftaah, it's not a surprise. These things happen. Says Avozna, such a thing is called miutamotzi. Miutamotzi means it's matzu, you see around, it's in the teva, it became part of your life, it became a new part of our reality. You need to be choshish and you need to check. Those are the main shittas of miutamotzi. And if Shlomi Kluger said that it's three times a year. If it happens three times a year, it's miutamotzi. But again, like I said, most places can go with the Mishkan Siyankiv, which is at 10%. which will have nafkimines for shchita, which have nafkimines for other type of food, for strawberries, whatever, yesh ma ledaber. When it comes to Yerek Alim, it's not nafkimina because over there we're at 51%. The next myth, I would say, is what's cool. What kind of bugs did the Torah say to us? Nikel ayin, not nikel ayin. I'll go back to the shchita, which was my father. I once had a fantastic idea after I spoke to a few Avreichim who had pinas on the chumras of checking toiloim. There's a famous mishpat which people always say. I checked 100 heads of lettuce in my house and I didn't find nothing. There's nothing there. It's Boba Mises, the Rabbonim, they're making up, they're trying to ruin our lives, the Rabbonim have an interest to do that. They're fine. They're convinced that someone has an agenda to make them stop eating salad. They said there's Boba Mises, there's nothing there. I checked 1,000 strawberries, I spent the whole Benes Manim, I checked, they didn't find anything. So I had a fantastic idea. I sent it to the Eider, but I didn't get a reply. That we should take Avreichim Yirei Shamayim from Koilo, who have never done Shemesh in the life of Treifus, but they know the sugi is Kmosh Tzarich. And we'll send them to the Shlocht House, and we'll turn off the lights, and we'll tell them that they should check the Treifus. Put your hands in and check. And they'll come out after a shift, and they'll say, Shema, Chalak, Glat, I didn't find anything. I didn't find anything, it's fantastic. I don't know what the Rashba is talking about. That's me, Tamotzi, to check Treifus, Mechitesi, there's nothing here. Kamuvan, I'm joking, that nobody would accept such a Heksha. But when it comes to any other topic and conscious, everyone agrees that if somebody's not qualified, he doesn't know what they're looking for. So they say, I checked and I didn't find, I mean, Gornist. But when it comes to Yerek Halim, for some reason, someone says, I checked and I checked, but if you don't know what you're looking for, you're not going to find anything. People who do know how to find, they go under extensive training for many, many months. You have to know Biduk how everyone looks like and how to recognize them. Once you recognize them, I can tell you that my kids from the age of 4 or 5 can already tell you a thrip, a this, that, they can recognize them. When they're bored on a Friday afternoon, I can put them a reshet and tell them, start counting. And in the head of letters, Bli Guzma, if we had the time, we'll do a thingy. Bli Guzma, you can have over 100 bugs in one head of letters. Yeah, I know it sounds like exaggerated. I'm telling you, children, my children find it. Yeah. No, if you know, just teach them what it looks like, you can find over 100 bugs in one head of lettuce. So there's no chokhmah to say that someone checked and he didn't find. So that is that. But everyone agrees, mitzad sheni, shelo nitna toil malachi ha-shoreis. Wherever can't be seen, there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan that said that they found with a microscope, they found microorganisms in the water. So he said, about the yilat, eat that, anything which can't be seen by the eye is not considered. The Torah never asked it because it's not Torah Malchei Ashoris. So again, nobody's talking about things which can't be seen. And just to tell you, the gather of Nikel Ayin, there is some very, very interesting nishanis in the Poiskim. There's a pre-Toya, the Rachaim HaKodesh. He says that there's a type of fruit or vegetable called the bubal. I asked a few people what it is. Nobody knows what it is. Toichoy asu garinim dakim le'en mispar. Said inside there's thousands and thousands of small seeds. And he says, "V'nimtzayim b'hem toiloim k'tanim she'ein ayin kol sheletes b'hem." So the untrained eye can't find them. It's got thousands and thousands of seeds, and you can't find them. Gam yesh min yerek echad shokim oto, another type of thingy. Kol elu kol shenichnas b'hem mechush b'toila en lehem b'dike v'asurim divrei toira. So it says the pre-toya that you can have something which is, you know, is nagua. So you might say, okay, the only thing which is enough kamina is things that I can see. So I'll check it and I'll take it out. Says Chaim HaKodesh, you can't. There are things which are so nagua, and nachon that be'etzim it's nikr. So there's a big chiddush in Hilchos Tarivis. Yeah, if you would be able to go find it, it would be nikr. But for you as a layman coming to check this fruit, or as a mashkiach coming to check the fruit, it's practically impossible that you'll find all of them. Says the Pritah, that's called an Isur Torah. It remains at 51%, and we can't be soymech on your bidika. Why, he said? He said it's an ansadeh, because if you would take every single garin v'garin, you take one by one, it would be possible to find. B'mitzius, it's impossible to do. It's an anasadi that remains a daraisa. B'afal pichein, it is considered an isur Torah, and you can't rely on anyone's checking on it. It's an anasadi that he won't manage. If I won't manage, maybe it's not asur. No, because where it is, it's nikar b'mkoymoy. If it's nikar b'mkoymoy, so even though you can't get to it, that's still considered something which is nikar ayin and remains an isur Torah.
So where you're at the moment is that no layman could be boydik any leaf.
I'm talking about here, even a mashkiach, these certain types of fruits that Rav Chaim was talking about, he's saying nobody can check it. It's an anasadi which nobody can talk about. They call the mashkiach is also a layman, and it comes to the Rav Chaim, I'm saying. Yeah. But yeah, there's certain things which the poskim are telling us that even though, meaning it's only nikar b'mkoymoy, the whole thing is still considered an isur Torah and muhzak. Shalmai said that's a big sugya in Tarovis, and every Tarovis you have of Yovish B'Yovish, meaning you could get to it where it is, but you can't find it. As you're looking at it, is that considered Tarovis, yes or no? Pashtus, we don't have the time to get into it. But Lamaisa, it's not considered Tarovis, but B'chol Mikre, it's not going to really give you enough Kamina Fas, we're just talking about something which is Mukhzik. So you find that in the Plesi, you find it in the Pritoy, you find it in the Chochmas Odom. Plenty of poets can mention things which are muhzak at kedei kach, which they cannot be physically checked. Shav, another noseh of nikel ayin, there's a Rashi that says there's nira rak al yedei richusho. So you see, you look at the leaf and you don't notice anything. You can see a few dots, but you can't notice that it's a bug. The only time that you notice that it's a bug is when it starts walking. Nikar al yedei richushoi. Is that considered nikel ayin or not? Misad echad, your ayin sees something but doesn't recognize it as a bug. So there is a Rav in Yerushalayim which has this taina that says, very good that you went to zoology school or so whatever you want to call it for the last year and you know how to recognize that bidyuk, that circle means a bug. But for a person like me, mechdeis is the Torah acid because davar which I can't know. But he also agrees that once it starts walking, then it's asur. So I saw a video that a few mashkichim took to him a packet of leaves which they picked up on the shelf in Rami Levi, and they took it to him and they showed him, what about this? So he said, maybe you'll tell me that's a bug. Mibchinati, it's a white dot. I should know. And then the problem was that four of them started dancing on the leaf. So he said, now what? She said, about this also. She said, how can you tell people that's mutter to eat? Don't negate that your theory is right. That even unless you're trained, you don't know, so it's not considered nicker. But every ale is going to have those one or two which are going to be moving. As en manos. I'm saying, yeah, either way, you're going to end up in this problem. That is one thing of nikel ayin.
Give a heksha till they dance.
Give a heksha till they dance. It's a good idea. You can write on the packet until they dance.
Dance
with them. Very good. Another big nekuda, which is again muskam kol hapoiskim, but it's a bit matzben, they would say in my country, is that very often you can't, even a trained eye can't find it on the leaf. But the camouflage is in with the leaf. Is that considered nikel ayin? The way most badatsim check is that they wash the leaves in water, and then they take that water and they pour it through a reshet, they pour it through a mesh, a very tafuf mesh. They put that mesh on a light board, and then you check on there. Now it's white and on light. So over there, even though something was green, let's say, and small, when it was on the leaf, it wasn't nicker, but now it's nicker on the board. That, again, the poets can discuss it, but leisman the poet, that is called nicker line. As long as it could be nicker line, it's called nicker line. So Lamaisa, what's Lamaisa? What goes on in the world? So in Eretz Yisrael, they have what's called Gidul Mefukach. Gidul Mefukach started in Gush Katif, where they started growing in greenhouses, and they did risusim, they did the pesticides. I think when they started, it was a theory. Nobody knew what was going on over there. They started, and Lamaisa Basof, the Eider, got involved, and together with the farmers in Gush Katif, they developed the Shita, how to have what's called today Gidul Mefukach. Gidul Mefukach basically is, again, if you take 50 cattle and you check 5 of them, you still have a miyotamotsu in every single one of them. So what does it help? In Gush Katif, they don't check every single head of lettuce. What do? They have the greenhouse, and they take bidikah midgamit, samples. They take from this corner, that corner, that corner, and then they say, this greenhouse is clean. So if you can't do that with any other miyotamotsu, yeah? If you take a few cattle from the herd, you can't say, nah, I know the whole herd, because everyone has its own problem. LMI, that I need to make sure that if I can prove that it's lekol akol if the loshon of the poiskim is lefi alosh lefi amokim ve lefi azman. So, met nachon that in the world there is such and such an issue. But if I can create a new environment which changes the mitzvahs, so now I work with my mitzvahs. This goes ben lekula ben lechumah. So, met if let's say suddenly a new area there's a chumah that there's some bug which nobody else has, you have to be choishes. Mitzvahin yim lekula. If I can create an environment which doesn't have this problem, so lefi amokim ve azman comes along Gush Katif and they said we made a new mokim and a new zman. In our greenhouses there's no bugs because we have it closed. And we use pesticides and whatever. Okay, so we like your theory, but let's check it. The way we check that, on that you'll have to be soymech on sample checking. You don't have to check every single one. So they have mefakhim which go around the country. Obviously some mechsherim are better than others, but everyone has more or less the shita of gidul mefukach. We have a mashkiach which comes and sees them doing the risusim and doing sample checks, and that's how they eat. The oilim should know that in Eretz Yisrael, nachon la'ayom, there's not one rabbanut, including Tel Aviv, which allows restaurants to use non-gidul mefukach. The days of having a mashkiach washing lettuce or herbs coming from a field, not from a greenhouse, are gone for the last 2 decades already. And kazadavaz, what we have, we have people who are under the conception that they can go to a shop and buy things which are completely with no heksher in Chutzlaret and other places, and they think they know how to wash it. So in Eretz Yisrael, the average Masalti or Chiloni Jew understands that's not an option. The same way that you can't take a sheep home and sort it out for dinner, so you can't take coriander home and sort it out for dinner. It doesn't exist anymore in Eretz Yisrael, even in Rabbanut Tel Aviv. Tekken Rabbanut is that it needs to have Yerek Mufukach. And Kaze Davar, not use Yerek Mufukach. That is what goes on in Eretz Yisrael and the Mefakhim and the Maisa. It's a massive industry where they spend millions and millions to try and train more people and to try and improve all the time. It's never, nothing is perfect, but they try and improve it. In Chutz Laaretz, we still don't have such a solution of Gidul Mefukach. So there's imports, and the Kashrus agencies over here work tirelessly day and night trying to train Mashkichim to wash things, to import things, to thing, and the Maisa. From the Ma'at, I haven't been in touch with them, and in the Kashrus agencies in Eretz Yisrael, everyone is finding the solutions. So my takeaways are not telling everyone not to eat salad, but kodem kol, there's ways they could be Ma'at. If let's say you don't have coriander with a heksher and you need it for garnishing, so Moshel Tevis, you don't need the garnishing. Meaning it doesn't have to be in every single thing, bedafka, yeah? If the singles are problems, you can avoid them when you can, and when you need to use them, so we have to buy things with a heksher. There are some heksher are better than others. I'm not going into that. But vada, any heksher is going to be better than the untrained person. Or go for training. If you want to know how to wash things properly, come to Eretz Yisrael. We'll send you to an 8-month course. And you'll learn how to wash things. Or ask the kadashi over here. They can set you up with a training program. Bring a mashkiach to your house. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, find the solution. But to go buy things without a heksher, which are... Again, I don't have time to come to everyone's kitchens, but I've done it to a few people who refused to believe. And they gave me an 80-gram packet of mint from Tesco, vacuum-packed. And they say, look, this is fresh, and it comes from Tesco, and it's England, and it's cold. You're not going to find anything here. And you put it on, you wash it, and you put it on the reshet, and you start counting. And you say, let's wash it again. And it comes off again. Let's wash it again, and you'll see it again. And I'm not talking about small things, I'm talking about... What?
All year round.
Sometimes you'll have surprises. But again, if let's say you want to be semi, the Chochmas Sodom already said, in Vilna, you don't have the problem. In that place, you do have the problem. Everyone, they also, again, the Fiyam Mokum Vazman. Nowadays, because of what I said earlier, that there's no seasons anymore, and everything is always imported and exported, so how do you know where this mint came from? Maybe it comes from a place which is still hot. I'll call upon him. Some things, especially herbs, are quite impossible to wash because of the matzah, because of the material of it. It doesn't, it's not, you can't scrub them, you can't do anything to them, and the bugs have glue on their feet, and they're stuck on. So there are times that you get a surprise, you try to prove someone wrong, and pitom yatzalo mashunaki, but 99% of the time, with full confidence, I've given demonstrations, bought things from the shop, I knew guaranteed that I'd have what to show the oilim afterwards. So the ma'aser, the oilim has to know that it's not easy to check it out yourselves. I'm not discouraging the eating of anything, but the Rabbonim are there working tirelessly to give a heksher on certain products. There are mashkichim. There is a marechet which is in place to help us with these problems. If they're giving us that service, we should bless them for it and use it and not try and be soymech and all types of rumors and hearsay that you know, there's bugs on the glasses and it's not true and it's not mitamotsui. I hope that I was able to go over the main points of this vast sugya.
Salt water,
again, it helps to a certain extent, but it's another myth. So I think soap is for sure better than salt water, agav, because then buy things with heksher. Salt water helps to a certain point, but it doesn't help.
No?
It doesn't help on the salt. No. Again, if you're a mashkiach and you're finding ways to use the salt water and you know how to check it afterwards, either with Rabbi Falk's message of checking the water or with the other way of checking the reshet, use whatever emtzeim you have at your hands. Go for it. But as long as somebody in there knows how to deal with it at the end of the day. But to do a DIY job without any previous training is not recommended. Yiratzon, we should be nitzal from achlot asurot, and then yiskeh lirot bivyas mishiach simcheinu b'mehavi avinu.
Catch, what was the story with the chasm sofa?
He said there was a couple that was a couple who were and they insisted on getting married in the couple.